This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
She's out in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, my friends. Hello, Mary Kay.
Hello, guys. How you doing?
We're doing wonderful. Have you seen any moose?
I haven't seen a moose yet. I have seen some elk, but looking forward to seeing a moose. Going to Yellowstone today, actually.
Ooh. So what went into the planning of, like, what were the other options? Ooh. What made you choose this location?
This is fun.
Well, my lifelong best friend, we were at St. Clements in Lakewood together when we were, you know, little grade schooler girls. She has a lovely townhome out here. So this is a girls trip. I'm with four friends, my besties. We've been together forever, and we're having a grand old time.
Will they stop annoying you with football questions about Shedeur Sanders?
You know, that is a funny phenomenon. Whenever I go out with my friends, they always come home and their husbands want to know everything that we talked about regarding the Browns, and they got nothing. they've got nothing to tell when we come home. We do not talk about the Browns.
Mary Kay Cabot. Well, she's talking about the Browns with us right now, and we're very blessed for you to be talking to us right now while you are on your vacation. So, Mary Kay, let me get down to the business here. You've penned a couple of posts about Kenny Pickett and the reasons he would win the starting job, and Joe Flacco and the reasons he can win, or the ways he can win the starting job there. So what are the ways, you know, and you wrote about this in Cleveland.com, but what are the ways that Joe Flacco could win that starting job week one?
Well, with Joe Flacco, the thing about Joe is you get the explosive plays. We all know that. We've all seen that. The drawback is that he also gives the ball away. So if you're going to go with Joe Flacco, you're going to have to know that you're going to have less quarterback movement. So you can't be quite as creative with some of the things that you do or would want to do in terms of quarterback keepers, RPOs, and some of those kinds of things. But what you will get are those explosive plays, those big chunk plays. So you have to weigh that against some of the drawbacks. And then with Kenny, it's kind of the opposite. Kenny brings the movement skills. Kenny brings the mobility. You can do some creative things with him from a movement standpoint. But what you might not get very much of are the explosive plays. Kenny had 13 touchdown passes in his 24 starts with the Steelers. Joe had 13 touchdown passes in his 5 starts with the Browns. So as they move through the preseason and these games and practices and joint practices, they're going to have to figure out what is the trade-off? What are you willing to give up? What are you willing to get? Because it will be a very different experience with both of them.
Mary Kay, it's still very early in the process, but as you've gotten to talk and report on any of the four quarterbacks here, is there any ranking or anything in terms of like who thinks they should start? Like, are you, when you're talking to Joe Flacco or Dylan Gabriel, or are any of them just assuming, yes, I will be the starter when all is said and done here?
Well, I think Kenny came in really believing and feeling as though this was his opportunity to seize the moment. And I think the Browns gave him the indication and the feeling that this could be his job if he could just go out there in preseason and really show out really well and bring some of the things that he learned from Kellen Moore in Philadelphia, some of the things that he picked up from Jalen Hurts, and kind of go out there and be their sort of version of a Sam Darnold or someone who needed another chance in a nice environment with a good supporting cast. So I do think that there was sort of I think Kenny Pickett came in with the edge. But then it's really, really difficult to overlook what Joe brings to the table. And Joe, it's not that he knocked it out of the park every single day in spring practices, but because he didn't even practice as much as the other guys. He didn't get as many reps. He didn't need them. And he doesn't need them in training camp either. But you just know what Joe brings to the table. And also, you have veterans who know what Joe did for them in 2023. And someone wrote last week that I said that veterans such as Myles Garrett want him to start week one, or I don't know what it was. I wrote that Myles and some of the veterans support Joe. I never said that they're calling for him to start week one or that they want him to even start week one. But he does have the support of some of the guys who saw firsthand what he could do in 2023.
Mary Kay Cabot with us while on vacation discussing the Browns. So the story popped out. We'll get back to the Browns in a second here, but a big story over the last few weeks about this collusion between the NFLPA, the NFL, the owners, the NFLPA signing off on it, but not telling their members, and some interesting Browns attachments here. One, obviously, Deshaun Watson. This all started after he got his guaranteed contract, but also J.C. Treader, on the other hand, was heavily involved. What do you make of all of this? And what do you think the Haslams think about how, you know, they became the reason that you had this collusion to begin with?
Well, I think the Haslams and the whole Browns front office, I think that they don't have any qualms about the fact that they gave Deshaun Watson a fully guaranteed contract. I think they believed, and maybe some others in the league believed, that there would be more after that, not just the rookies, but some of those high-priced contracts, and it never really did happen. So it does look somewhat suspicious. Now I'm seeing that there are conflicts of interest potentially with Lloyd Howell, the head of the NFLPA. So I think this is going to drag on for a while. I think this is a story that is going to have many layers. And like you said, it was inspired by that infamous Deshaun Watson contract with which the Browns won't be getting out from under until after next season.
Mary Kay Cabot with us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. I know you were asked about wide receivers a couple of days ago. Could the Browns at all be in the market for any of those guys like Terry McLaurin? I know there's not Browns rumors or anything like that about Tyreek Hill, but are they in the conversation for anybody right now?
I don't think that they are really clamoring after a big high-priced receiver right now. I just don't see that in the budget. It doesn't mean, I always say never, because if something presents itself and it makes a lot of sense long term and the guy is the right age and it fits into your culture and all of those things, and most importantly right now, your budget, then of course you might toss your hat into the ring for something like that. But I did not get the sense coming out of spring ball that they were looking to add someone like that. And one of the reasons for that is because they will be, a heavy 12 personnel, two tight end offense this season, and they don't need all that many receivers. There will be times when there will only be one receiver on the field, and plenty of times too, but not three as many as there were last year. And I've always been of the mind that you can't have too many good receivers, so I would be out collecting as many as I could get. That's just how I kind of roll with the whole receiver piece. But I don't think they're necessarily looking at it like that, at least not this year. I think the year that they would go out and find themselves another sort of big time or big money receiver would probably be next year.
You mentioned contracts. Who's like the next guy that they'd be in the market to sign? I mean, I know they had one of the most expensive offenses for the last few years. Whether that translated on the field, I mean, obviously that was a mixed bag. But now that they're, you know, Nick Chubb's no longer here, Denzel Ward, where's his contract status at? I don't know if we're talking about extensions or anything. I know JOK's future sadly kind of up in the air. What are some of the investments they might be willing to make here with their own players here over the next year?
Well, I think one they're going to have to look at would be David Njoku. And David is looking to rebound from a very uneven year last year. But I did ask Andrew Berry about that at the owners' meetings or somewhere about extending David. And he basically said that David, that's something that David wants. It's something the Browns want. And so I think we'll see something happen there at some point, not necessarily in training camp or before the season, but I think it's something that both sides want to do. So you can watch for that over the coming months, I would think. And Greg Newsome is someone that they kind of have to make a decision on because he's in his fifth year option year this year. So they have to decide if he's in their long-term plans.
Is there any philosophy they have, or is it just kind of, hey, each case is given as it goes, considering like so much more money was spent offensively at times, defensively at times, or is it just how that works out?
It's just how it works out. I mean, they have a plan. As I mentioned before, right now, spending big time on a wide receiver, I don't think that's in the plans. Again, they can always pivot on that, but the philosophy, of course, this year is to kind of return to the Kevin Stefanski offense. So they're emphasizing, again, not only two tight ends, but three tight ends at times. And the running game is going to be back in full force. So those are the areas where they committed more resources, more draft picks than they did in the receiving core right now. And, of course, they brought Deontay Johnson on board, but he's going to really have to come out there in training camp and prove that he deserves this job. So that will be an interesting thing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Need to watch.
Every week, it would seem, there is a new email that we get from a sports book about odds for various things, but always the head coach and who's on the hot seat. Kevin Stefanski had the fourth highest odds of being the first coach fired, if that makes any sense. Does that surprise you?
It does. I mean, when you just look at it from the outside looking in, I could see why people might feel that way. But if you really understand and know what this team is doing right now, then I think you can kind of remove him from the hot seat this year for the most part. And that is because even at the owners' meetings, Jimmy basically said, it's not that he's giving Andrew and Kevin any kind of a pass for this season by any stretch. But by the same token, they're looking at this as a two-year plan to find their quarterback of the future. If they found him in this bunch, that's great. If they didn't, they're looking at next year to get their QB of the future. And you show me an NFL coach who has won consistently without a good starting quarterback, and the list has to be very small. So I think they want to see what Kevin can do once he has his quarterback at the future. I don't think that he's on the hot seat right now.
I was going to do whoa, but hold on. I think Lime still wants to do whoa. You want to do it?
Well, then again, at the end,
she reinforced
what she was saying.
Is he safe no matter what this year then?
No, I don't think that anyone is safe no matter what. I mean, there are some that are. But I think it's basically a season of exploration. And, I mean, winning, of course, but also trying to figure out if one of these young guys, and I mean everybody but Joe, can be their quarterback of the future. And we know that they are poised to draft a quarterback in the first round. I think they should draft a quarterback in the first round next year. But, yeah, so I think because of that, they're not looking at this as a make or break season for this regime.
For Miles, I mean, do you hear a lot of conversations with fans about the difference between Myles Garrett and T.J. Watt? Because, I mean, I've actually had assistant coaches at high school football games damn near accost me over T.J. Watt and Myles Garrett. They happen to be Steelers fans. Not going to mention any names. They were assistants. Do you get a lot of conversation about that? Because I think that Myles Garrett kind of shows you the difference in what fans care about, what we care about in the media, and then what executives and guys who are actually in the NFL care about Mary Kay, because he's consistently now ranked above T.J. Watt, even though we always talk about T.J. Watt's sacks.
Well, once again, it's basically pick your poison. They do play different positions in different ways. I mean, you're going to get some more of those big plays in terms of batted passes, forced fumbles, and things like that from TJ, things that Miles doesn't necessarily do from that end position. But I think both are equally disruptive, and I think it would be very difficult to necessarily pick one over the other. But I think Miles is generally regarded as the best pure edge rusher in the NFL, so I would stick with that.
What is on the docket for later today? What are you doing in Jackson Hole?
Going to Yellowstone today.
Oh, yeah, so that's looking, right. I forgot.
Looking forward to that. I've never been there. So, and last night we took a gondola to the top of the mountain, and it was pretty phenomenal. It's absolutely beautiful out here. Have you guys ever been?
No, goodness gracious, no.
It's absolutely unbelievable. So very excited to be here.
Mary Kay, we wish you well. Hope you have a lot of fun. Hope you get to see a lot of cool stuff. And we'll talk to you again very soon. All the best.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me.
Mary Kay Cabot, live from Wyoming.
Where would she have flown into?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.